Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's hear now from Dr. Martin Strauss. He chairs the South African Association of Jewish Mental Health and Allied Practitioners. We wanted to understand a little bit more as to what this means in terms of patients, clinicians, and care quality. Dr. Martin Strauss, very good morning to you. Were you able to listen to the last interview?
Howard, I listened, good morning, and to your listeners. I listened to the last 5 minutes or so, so I didn't catch it all. But what I did catch was, as you say, unconvincing.
Right. So in terms of the way forward, what does this mean? What does this mean from a patient care perspective? What are your, if I have to ask you, three concerns that you have about this decision, what are they?
Well, the first concern, obviously, Howard, would be that it's absolutely biased. And I think that what SAMA is doing is it's using its authority as a medical association really to propagate propaganda against Israel. And this is very much an affront to the sentiments of many Jewish doctors. And the third concern is that they are calling for boycotts of the Israeli Medical Association and the Israeli Medical Association's expulsion or suspension from the World Medical Association, which has a direct impact on the exchange of medical knowledge, ideas, technologies, which ultimately could retard progress and scientific progress, which is of benefit to people all over the world, including South Africans. Israel has been a forerunner in innovative technologies in the medical field, and it's remarkable that an association like SAMA that espouses humanitarian sentiment would want to advocate for a cessation of that.
Yeah, it's very often the case when you have an infiltration of anti-Israel members, and especially at a senior level, ultimately the organization itself gets destroyed because it just eats away at the organization from the inside. I have no doubt that this is going to happen here, that they have, without realizing it, because they've created an echo chamber, they are absolutely convinced, so much so that they didn't even think they'd be challenged on their ludicrous statement because there was no one to challenge them from within. And that is a big indicator to me that they didn't hear any concerns from the outside. What happens if SAMA, what does it mean to our doctors and our specialists if SAMA becomes this useless organization that implodes? What impact will that have?
Look, I'm not a member of SAMA myself. A number of Jewish doctors have expressed outrage at what's going on and that they're going to resign from SAMA. I'd imagine others might stay on at SAMA and try to reform the association from within to the extent that that is possible. I really think that what has to happen is that SAMA has to be taken to task on its bias. And the fact that that it's not following an unbiased approach in accordance with medical ethics. You know, the vice chairperson of SAMA, I heard speaking about the adage of do no harm as a doctor. So we all grow up expecting the doctors that we consult to treat people fairly. And this obviously isn't happening within its very own structure. So I think that's Jewish doctors, or you know, any doctor who dislikes this politicization of a medical association, are potentially going to find themselves without a home. But I'm not sure what other structures they have. There might be specialist organizations, there might be other informal structures that they can join. But I think that at the end of the day, it's a very alienating experience for them to have aspects of their cultural and Jewish identity undermined by a body that is supposed to be a humanitarian concern.
Mm. So the organization that you are the chairperson of, the South African Association of Jewish Mental Health and Allied Practitioners, what are the possibilities in terms of your action or the way forward that you have, and what are you likely to do to challenge this?
Yeah, well, the first thing we did, Howard, and this all broke out on Saturday night, mm-hmm. Just after Shabbat, is that we immediately authored a press release, which we released yesterday. So hopefully that's going to get some leverage. We've challenged SAMA to provide information on the so-called consultation process that they had. We've asked who was consulted, how many members took part, what members to support collaboration with Israeli clinicians, including Jewish members, were represented. And we've generally asked SAMA to respond to how they followed procedural fairness, especially because there have been challenges within SAMA structures itself in terms of its governance. And then the other thing that I did is that I forwarded our press release or our statement to the World Medical Association, to the chairperson of the World Medical Association, because at the end of the day, the World Medical Association is going to have to deal with this complaint from SAMA, from the South African Medical Association, and the Israeli Medical Association is going to find itself needing to justify its continued participation on the World Medical Association. So the consequences are quite severe, potentially, and I think that SAMA has a lot to answer for in terms of calling for the expulsion of its what would have been a partner, the Israeli Medical Association, from a world body.
I do find it very, very disturbing that one of the allegations made was that people don't have access to health care in, you know, by the IMA, the Israel Medical Association, showing me that there is absolute either ignorance, willful or otherwise, of how the medical system in Israel operates and how fully integrated it actually is. And that in of itself was a very, very disturbing insight into the knowledge that they don't have. And all of these indicate to me that there was very, very little due diligence done. I think that it won't be a challenge to look at their own procedures, given how little knowledge the vice chairperson had on the situation. We do need to leave it there, but thank you for that. And we certainly will keep close to the story. We'll remain in contact with you to understand how it's going and what the next steps are to challenge this. That was Dr. Martin Strauss, chairman of the South African Association of Jewish Mental Health and Allied Practitioners.